USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The United States still leads the world with total infections of the coronavirus, according to Johns Hopkins University. On Saturday, the CDC reported an increase of over 100,000 cases. On CBS's Face the Nation, Dr. Anthony Fauci said the vaccines are working against the Delta variant.
If you're vaccinated, you're much, much more protected against getting infected than an unvaccinated who is completely vulnerable. So you have a degree of protection against infection. But the critical issue is that if you do get infected, the likelihood of your getting a severe outcome of the infection is very low. It is much more likely that you will be either without symptoms or minimally symptomatic. So the vaccine is doing what you want it to do. It's protecting people from getting sick.
This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
In Tokyo, Caleb Dressel has been setting records on the final day of Olympic swimming. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
The United States continued to collect medals on the final day of the Olympic swim meet. Caleb Dressel earned his fourth gold medal of the Games when he won the 50-meter freestyle, setting a new Olympic record in the process. Bobby Fink surged on the final lap of the 1,500-meter freestyle to grab another gold, the first for the U.S. in that event since 1984. The women's 4x100-meter medley relay captured a silver medal, just 0.13 tenths of a second behind Australia, who also set an Olympic record with their win. And the men's 4x100 medley relay set a new world record on their way to another gold. Caleb Dressel swam the butterfly leg of that event, claiming his fifth gold medal of the Games, and becoming just the fifth swimmer to win five golds in a single Olympics, joining Michael Phelps, Mark Spitz, Matt Biondi, and East Germany's Kristen Otto. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Trump responded to the release of documents that showed him pressuring officials at the Justice Department to intervene in last year's election. In the statement, which was released on Saturday, Trump denied that the documents showed he sought to overturn last year's election while repeating the baseless voter fraud claims. The documents were released by the House Oversight Committee on Friday. They contained handwritten notes of a call between former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen and Trump on December 27th. The notes were taken by Rosen's deputy, Richard Donahue, who was also present on the call. According to the notes, Trump said, "Just say that the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me." Officials responded that no evidence had been uncovered by the Department of Justice to substantiate the president's claims of voter fraud. With rumors that he's gearing up for another bid for political office, election fraud has become the center of his campaign. Last week, a special House committee began probing the January 6th Capitol riot, in which Trump supporters, fueled by election fraud theories, attacked the Capitol in a bid to halt Biden's certification as president. One of the focuses on the inquiry will be the extent to which Trump's claims instigated the violence and his actions leading up to the violence, and new evidence has emerged in recent days of the pressure Trump placed Rosen under to back his election fraud claims. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.